K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.
Virchie, I reckon, might be about to have a chat with her Leopold Sporties player of the day. Did we get him over the line, Virchie?
Yeah, he got himself over the line with that that second half. bit of a Paddy Dangerfield type role where you just forward and kick a lazy four. So Sam Scott's our Leopold Sporties player of the day. On a day where it was hard to kick goals early on, really tricky conditions, you managed to find yourself in some good spots down there in the forward line, use that strength and, you know, some really handy snaps.
Yeah, it's unlike me to kick a few goals. I usually just block for Giddo, so it was nice to go on the end of a few. The boys were calling me junk time in there, so I don't know if I quite deserve this. But we're actually got our function at the Sporties tonight, so I'm really grateful for it. Yeah, it was just sort of come together today for me. I've been battling a little bit of OP over pre-season, just started to feel all right in the forward line. I've been trying to get into the midfield, but today won't really help me, so yeah.
And what do you think it is about these games? You've had a little bit of a sort of indifferent start, sort of working your way into the season, really. But every time you seem to come up against South Barwon, you just find that extra gear and everyone sort of rises to the occasion. So obviously you guys really enjoy playing them.
Yeah, it's been a bit of adjustment. You get a new coach and things change. So we've sort of got new players in. We're trying to, you know, work out how we all function this year. But South Barwon, this is 10 in a row against them, and we actually spoke about that all week, so we just really wanted it. We just wanted to go back to playing like ourselves. We've sort of almost been listening too much and playing role, and we just wanted to release the shackles and just start playing footy, and it was great out there. The vibe was awesome, and yeah, the boys really got around it today, which was great.
Box, Kingy, Kirsch and Jay Stowarty talking to you. Congratulations, dare I say it, old man. Now, what was the message from your interim coach, Tim Connolly, at three-quarter time? What did he want you to sort of provide in the last quarter to ensure that the momentum South Barwon had got late in the third was halted early?
Yeah, just on Fridgie. Fridgie was fantastic. Awesome pre-game. He was unbelievable. Half-time, fantastic. And then three-quarter time, the message was so clear all day that he just said they're going to break at some point. They always do. And so we just knew that if we come out hard and put them away in the first five, then we'd be able to sneak a few junk-time goals like we did.
Is this the last dance for you, Sammy? Are you sort of playing as if this will be it? My understanding was that you were sort of weighing up whether you're going on this year.
Yeah, I hope my wife isn't listening, but as long as my body feels good, I'm going to play as long as I can.
So yeah, it's good on your box. Good boy.
You look good in an Ammo's jumper.
Oh!
I reckon they're a bit tight. I've got my young fella that comes along to watch, and that's just bred new life into me. So yelling out, go dad over the fence. So I know we used to do that to you, Kirsch, so it does make you stand 10 feet tall. And I'm probably moving like you did when I was watching you, Kirsch.
Sammy, is there a real motivation to win three in a row? It's only ever been done twice before in the history of the GFNL. North Shore, obviously, with their six in a row, and then South did it 05 to 07. Like, you're trying to be part of something that, you know, will be forever remembered as a dynasty.
Absolutely, and just looking at Pup, we come out here when we first started our career and we were getting smashed by 150 points. So to be part of this generation of players that has started to turn the club around, I want to hang on for as long as I can, and the hunger is there. And from where we've come from to where we are now, we just said the bucket's not full, so we want as many as we can get because we know it doesn't last. Like, you look at North Shore, you just don't know what's around the corner, so let's just, you know, make hay while the sun shines.
Sam, you were talking about the next wave, I suppose, and the next wave includes players like Darcy Brislane and Harry Wall, who were really good today, about being able to bring those players into what is a dynasty of a team and be able to make sure that when you and a few others do decide to retire at some stage, that the team and the club is left in very good hands.
Yeah, Briz has been fantastic all pre-season. He was leading all the running, and he's just got a want to be out here. He doesn't want to just be holding a place till someone rolls back. And Wally was the same. He played the first few weeks in the reserves and then bobbed up, holds his shape really well, and is just compliant. And our team's always been about compliance, so you just play your role and you'll find yourself in there. But you're right, yeah, we've got to start blooding some players, and you can see some areas are doing it at the moment. There's a new generation of players coming through, so yeah, we've got to give those boys the opportunity to stand up.
One bloke who I just want to talk about who never gets any plaudits whatsoever, because his last name's Thompson as well and he's not quite as good as Marcus, but Trent Thompson every week gets whoever he needs to get in the back line and just does a job.
Yeah, he's fantastic source. He's just so reliable. We almost take him for granted a little bit. We just let that ball fly there when we know he's going to get a fist to it. So you can see the backs already start to leave when he starts charging at it. And we played a little highlights package before the game, and I had about 15 to choose from the golden fist saucy, just breaking windscreens with his fist coming across. So yeah, he's a weapon for us, and we just love him. Great person to have around the club as well.
Fifth quarter for Homestyle Aged Care, the next best thing to being at home. Speaking with our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, Sam Scott. Here's Kirsch.
Box, I love seeing forwards win this award, so well done, mate. It's not junk time goals. Someone's got to kick him, no matter what time of the game, so you fully deserve it, mate. But just a quick one. You mentioned before about Fridge's, pre-game and obviously halftime and that. But the way you guys started the game, and I know you've got a lot of experience in your side, and footy players don't like change without Kelly coaching today. What was the mood like in the room pre-game? Because you just come out ready to go.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Like I said, so Luke wasn't there Tuesday, Thursday. So this week we just said, it's just about us and just control the controllables. We had some issues last week with the umpires and the boys were carrying on. And so there was a few little things going on where we just weren't worried about ourselves. So we just started, this is Leopold. That was the theme all week. So when we rocked up here and Fridge delivered a really nice pre-game that just was simple and effective and about us and the weapons we have, it rolled into our pre-game video, which was just a highlights package of all the best things that people do. And the boys were just ready to run through that door by the time we ran out. So I was so glad we come out. Particularly, I was so happy we actually were against the wind with that, because we just held it in the forward line for the first 8 minutes, which was super.
And you talk about change with footy clubs, and it happens each year, but Leopold have managed to sort of keep their nucleus together for the last couple of years. And this year, like you said, there's a new generation coming through. But even players like Pitcher that have played sort of in and out throughout the years really stood up at crucial times today. Nick Ash did things today. There was a couple others, Billy Clark, Billy Ritchie. They've really stood up, really trying to keep their spot, even though there's been a generational change.
Yeah, that's it. And I think the boys have seen opportunities when every time you have a bit of a rollover with some players, like losing Jimmy Edmonds and Ollie Tate and those sort of boys. The boys like Ashy and that, they've just come, well, that's my spot. And all pre-season they've made it theirs. They've just identified, that's where I want to play and I'm going to make it mine. And it makes us older boys really, look around your shoulder of who's coming to get you. So, it breeds competitiveness amongst the group, which is a fantastic thing to have.
Box, you had to accept a reprimand during the week. My understanding is that you were reticent to, because you were worried that that would kill off your Matheson medal chances.
Yeah, you're not wrong. As fight as attack, I just knew the first four might be a bit slow, but I'm going to come home like a wet sail. So I think I've finished top three, maybe three times. So I probably stole a few off Pup. No, but I've got some vision. It was a very fair hit. I just seem to keep getting yellows against St Mary's, so I'm not very happy about it.
I had a chat with a couple of people, and I thought you were a bit stiff even to be cited and yellow carded, but anyway, the judiciary have handled that, and we have to move on. Box?
Hang on. We're going to ask him the questions before. One I was going to ask you, Box, actually, was the fact that you were up the same week as Pepper. That's not good for you.
Yeah, I was actually glad they used me as a cover photo. It's not a very good look for Leopold. So, yeah, no, we were getting it all week, the old boys. Same, we're too slow, just going the whack. So, yeah.
Now, it sounds like you've already spent the $100 at the Leopold Sporties, because you're going there tonight for the function, so that'll be nice. And you would usually take your lovely wife.
Yep.
If there was a good bloke you would take from the Leopold Footy Club, who would you? And you're not allowed to take Marcus either.
No, can't take
Pup. No, I wouldn't take Pup anyway.
Who would you take?
I'd go Tate Porter.
Yeah, okay. Tate Porter.
He's a good fella, and he doesn't mind sneaking into the pokies to have a little slap with me every now and then.
Really?
Not Porter.
No, Tate Porter.
Tate Porter, yeah.
He's one of the only blokes we have to say two names, is Tate Porter, always. Now, reptile style. Now, you're not allowed to say Jed, okay? You cannot, because he's the reigning reptile. Somebody else from the club who you would never take to the Leopold Sporties?
Bar Jed, it is. Billy Ritchie.
Billy Ritchie.
I keep clear of him. Oh, I just once he has a few beers, he's very Jet Matthews like. So
he's becoming very Jet Matthews. I like it.
He's a Cessna. He's little Jet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Well done.
Box, well done, mate. The old legs are carrying you forward continuously, and we appreciate your time as always. Well done on being our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, and maybe give Paul Kelly a quick call and he might just add a little bit more value to that.
Yeah, hello.
I appreciate a bit skimp on cash this week, so it's fantastic. Mate.
What, aren't you a teacher?
Yeah.
We have no money.
Yeah, it's a hard life. Settle down,
it's,
you two.
It's the only thing we get is holidays.
12 weeks holiday, settle down.
Yeah.
It's a plan.
Cry me a river.
It's a brand. It's a brand.
But unbox.
All right, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.